Drop Swift win the gold mine winner, and Dominic is about to head to his rostrum for the Lionel Nye Memorial. Does so now. Green lights on, race number six, a shade of odds on. In fact, now into 180, Impress Moana from box four. Bunny up in the boxes, they're set. And they're racing. Begin okay in the middle. Impress Moana. She now puts the foot down and she leads to the first corner. Vintage Glow got to second. One off is Sadie McGraw. Then behind them, very wide, was Swift Wind. Then the middle, Magic Snowdrop. Cyclone Ethics on the rail. And further back to Corborn Zara. Out the back, Shirley's Ethics. Impress Moana led down the back by two. On Vintage Glow and Sadie McGraw. And then came Swift Wind, but to the home corner. Impress Moana still a couple clear. Vintage Glow can't get there. Impress Moana wins again. Vintage Glow and Sadie McGraw. Swift Wind into four. Then came Magic Snowdrop quite a few lengths back. And then behind them was Corborn Zara, Cyclone Ethics and Shirley's Ethics. Number four, Impress Moana, kicks on solidly at 2.10 the win, 1.10 the place. And a training double for Jason McKay and a handling double for Rose. Interim result 4, 5, 7 and 8. Winning margin 1 and 3 quarter lengths by 2. The first split 5.42, 13.7, 3, 17.86 and home in 11 and 81. Impress Moana, 3 starts now. Wendy Park for 2 wins and she goes another win here. 4 from her last 5. And at start number 50 she celebrates with her 11th win here tonight. A black bitch by El Gran Señor. She's salacious. Whelped her on Christmas Day 2023. What a present she's been for the connections. L. Crawford and Jay Stewart, and trained by Jason McKay with a double at Richmond Vale. Second to five, Vintage Glover, Ken and Craig Chapello at Oakdale by Fernando Bale, Burning Fuel. And third to seven, Sadie McGraw for Sam Leach at Woodstock by Feral Frankie at a Katanga Eve. Numbers are 4, 5, 7, and 8 after running a race number six. So Quaddy 7 and 4. She wasn't brilliantly away, but once she hit Terra Firma, that's when the V8 engine rocked in and she speared to the front, and that was game over after that. A fleeting moment where I thought that Vintage Glow was eating up into the margin, but she in the end raced away for a decent win. 2.10, 1.10, 4.5, 7.8, race 6 on the Lionel Nye.